B-Pod Studios.
Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
The Beasley Media Group Station. Home of Manny and Loren Mornings.
Turn it up.
We're KISS 95.1.
Oh, what's going on, guys? I listen to y'all all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday.
Yay. Friday.
Uh-oh. Look who's here, Loren.
Oh, the chanters.
Friday.
Hi, chanters.
Coffee. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys later, like around 7:45 for the free-for-all when we throw away the playlist and play whatever we want. Bye. They're locked out now. Well, it is a fun Friday here on the Manny and Loren Morning Show. We are setting up for our 8:20 segment, which is Truth or Gravy, the brainchild of producer Nicole, who wants us to try and get someone to go to the Young Gravy show tonight.
Tomorrow.
The show is tomorrow at the Fillmore, and you'll get hooked up VIP style. You go hang with Gravy. So we're doing a game called Truth or Gravy. Producer Nicole's written questions that Loren and I have to answer. If we don't answer it, we then have to eat something, some food covered in gravy.
We have candy, a banana, cereal, and olives.
And gravy.
And gravy.
Oh, olives.
Uh-huh.
So that's at 8:20 this morning. So the way it'll work is two contestants will call in, say, "Hey, I want to be Manny's contestant for Manny. I want to be a contestant for Loren." And then whichever one taps out first, the other person wins.
Which is going to be hard because we're both like pretty open books, and there's not much that we won't discuss.
It's true. So, Truth or Gravy coming up at 8 a.m. this morning. What about you yesterday? What'd you get into?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time with, like, managing, like, relationships in my life.
Uh-oh.
Like, I just feel like my three biggest attributes that I need in friends are, like, kindness, loyalty, and respect.
Sure. I think that's fair to ask.
I don't know why that is so hard to find in people, but, like, it is hard, like, to find your people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. And Amanda, my wife, has struggles with this because she is so emotionally attached to people.
I am, too.
And she sinks her claws into people in a good way.
And then I'm just disappointed.
And then she's like, I never get it back.
Yes, I
agree. Never get it back. I'm always the one saying, all right, here, how can I help you? Here's how I can help you. And then just ask me, like, just once ask me how I'm doing, what's going on in my world.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that you ladies do such a great job of showing a front of, like, I got this attitude that, like, people don't think you need that, and you do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I think a lot of your friends probably wish they had your life going, and, like she's got her stuff together, and I'm a mess over here.
So that was, like, the big thing when I went to be the keynote speaker at the Gastonia luncheon that I went to, the Women Who Rock luncheon, and I spoke in a way that was like, it was not woe is me,
right?
It was not woe is me. But it was like, hey, I've had struggles in my life too. I know what you're going through. Here's what I went through. I hope it's relatable. And it was a very deep conversation, still fun and funny. But when I was done, people were like, wow, I had no idea.
Right.
Like, there, you know, you see us on the radio, but there is, like, you see us too. We have videos.
You see us on the videos, yes.
But, like, there's so many layers to us that you never get to.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm going through.
Okay. Who was the friend that screwed you yesterday?
Man.
Names and addresses, please.
Yep.
So the one thing I'll share with you yesterday. So I grew up in New Jersey, and I love sports. And my sports teams are as follows. I love the Devils ice hockey team. I love the New York Jets football team. I love the New York Mets baseball team. And there used to be a team called the New Jersey Nets basketball team. And then they moved to Brooklyn. So I just followed my affiliation to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
And there's a player named Kyrie Irving who went to Duke, actually. He did a year at Duke, and he's a hell of a basketball player, an amazing basketball player. Won a championship with LeBron in Cleveland. And he also has, this is the same guy who we talked about on the air years ago who said that the Earth was flat. And
he goes,
how do I know? I've never been to space to see that the Earth is rounded. I'm not just going to take someone's word for it. So Kai's got this problem where he thinks he's the smartest person in the room. And it's strong, but it's what I had to deal with yesterday. My struggle is I love the Nets so much, and I want Kyrie to be part of the team because I want the team to win.
Mm-hmm.
But Kai tweeted out a link to a movie that has major anti-Semitic tones. Have you heard about
really?
This story?
No.
It hasn't gone away, and it's only gotten worse.
Mm.
From what I haven't obviously seen the movie, but the movie apparently has quotes from Hitler in it, and the gist of the movie is that Jewish people made up, not the Holocaust, but exaggerated the Holocaust so that they can keep control, you know, of like the world or whatever.
Did the Brooklyn Nets come out and like...
He had two press conferences where it was brought up and he never apologized. He admitted that he did it, but he never apologized for tweeting it out.
Did he double
down?
He's
got 20 million followers.
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday the Nets suspended him 5 games and... The overnight Kyrie finally made an apology.
Oh. Is he still suspended for the 5 games?
He'll be suspended for the 5 games, but he finally apologized. But, I mean, the story is absolutely crazy. And like I was telling Nicole on the way in, what's sad to me is that the NBA is like one of the most woke leagues, right? Black Lives Matter, and LeBron James never shuts up about social justice issues, and nobody has come out. Nobody's come out. It's crickets.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know... You just want the players to be fair on all sides.
Yeah.
Like, let's call all hate. Like Jewish people were persecuted for millions of years.
Right.
You know, read the Bible, know the history. And so that was my struggle yesterday because my friends are texting me. They're like, Manny, you're going to stop liking the Nets now? Manny, how can you root for Kyrie? And I'm like, I root for the team, but the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's so terrible. So finally he came out and he apologized on his Instagram. So that was my day yesterday. So, yeah, life's not easy, man. You know, you're dealing with issues. I'm dealing with issues. And why do we have to make choices? We always have to choose. And sometimes you don't always make the right choice and the right decision, right? So I have the ability, Loren, to know who's texting. And I don't know if it's just based on the sound, the length of the buzz when I have it on silent.
Buddy.
But I know, like yesterday, I heard a buzz and I go, oh, that's definitely my wife, Amanda. And I looked and it was.
You do not have the ability to tell who's texting just by the buzz on your phone.
Let me clarify. You're right. I probably can't tell who's texting, but I know who my wife is. I know my wife's buzz.
It's not your wife's buzz. You know her time.
No.
Your phone something different for your wife.
I think it does. I think my phone buzzes shorter when it's my wife texting.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, you.
And then everybody else, what's the noise?
And call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Just think about it. If you are sitting at your desk or you're sitting down watching TV and you hear a buzz and you go, oh, I know who that is. That's my partner. And then you hear the buzz again and you go, okay, I don't know who it is, but it's not my partner. It could be work. It could be it could be Loren. Yesterday I was texting with somebody in our corporate office, and I can tell it was him. It was a longer buzz. Amanda's buzzes are shorter, damn it, and I'm telling you, it's true. But no one else seems to know what I'm talking about, except someone says, I know my daughter's text sound. See?
And you have not changed any settings in your phone?
No. Mm-mm. Text me real quick.
Okay.
704.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Did it go through?
See how long that was?
I'm a long buzz.
That was a long buzz. Amanda's buzzes are shorter.
Huh.
She gets to sleep in a little bit today, so I'm not going to text her. But
I wonder, because you know these phones are so smart.
Right.
I wonder if there's something about like
Just
the
saying.
The people that text you the most have a different one? No, they can't be that smart, right?
Amanda's text, the buzz is not that long for Amanda, which is why I knew yesterday when she texted that it was her. I didn't even look because it just went bzzz. So it's like I can't tell my buzz, but I can look at the time and tell you who's getting a hold of me just by looking at the time.
That's what I think it is for Manny. I think he just thinks it's the buzz.
The buzz is longer when someone else besides my wife texts me. Call me crazy.
We're going to test that later.
Yep. Okay, yeah. I'll have Amanda text when she wakes up.
Okay.
Oh, you know what else I found out yesterday? Amanda told me this about women. And I go, what? Like it has to do with clothing. Like, I knew that your pockets and your jeans suck.
Yeah, we don't have any room for anything. Don't ask us to hold something.
But there's something else about women's clothing that I found out yesterday that has me shocked and shook, quite honestly. I'll talk about it next.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
What's something, ladies, that you could tell us that men probably don't know about you?
Oh.
About your clothes, about your daily routine, 704-570-9595. Lorraine, I was shocked yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, the one that we always talk about is, like, the pockets in women's jeans, right? Like, some of them are actually fake. And then the other ones that aren't fake, you can't fit anything in.
That's right.
Because they're so small.
Yeah. And I found out yesterday that women's shirts button on the left side and the men's shirts have buttons on the right side on their button downs.
What?
You didn't know that either?
Is that right?
Yeah, women's shirts button on the left.
Like our buttons are on the left.
Your buttons are on the left.
Yeah, you're right.
And men are on the right. They're definitely on the right. I looked at it last
night. Guys are on the right?
Yeah, women are on the left.
Is that right?
Yes. And Amanda goes, yes, babe. She goes, I have no idea why. So I did a little research. Old Manny did a little research and found out one of the potential reasons why.
I think you might have just blown my mind, too.
One of the theories is that wealthy women back in the early days didn't dress themselves and servants did it for them. And assuming that most people are right-handed, the buttons on the women's clothes were sewn so that someone else besides the person could fasten them.
Interesting.
MBN. That's why women's shirts button from the left while men's button from the right.
I don't think I could button a shirt the other way.
Buttons first appeared in the 17th century. They were only for the wealthy. So most women were dressed by right-handed servants.
I really don't know if my left hand could do a button. Do you still button with your right hand even though they're on the left?
Hold on, let me see. Let me think. No, I put it through with my right.
Huh.
Mine's on my right. Yours are on your left.
My button's on this side, yeah.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know. That's if I impossible. Could do it the other way.
Huh. Someone texted and said, did you know that men's shirts are right so they can reach and grab their pistols? I don't know if that's true.
Or what? Or so, wide? Or right?
No, right side.
Oh.
So that they can grab their pistols. I don't know what that means, but a lot of people are saying it's correct.
I had no idea.
And it also stems from women used to dress men way, way back when.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. The more you know.
Hashtag the more you know. I'll tell you the other one, the hashtag the more I know.
Maybe doesn't teach me something too often, so I'm a little mind blown by this.
Did you know that, Nicole?
No, I had no idea.
You probably wear like a good men's, a guy's flannel, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have right side buttons.
Yeah, dude, I can't tell you the last time I wore a women's blouse.
You even went out to a nice restaurant last night. You didn't wear a women's blouse?
No.
Nicole has no, this doesn't affect her at all, all right? She's mind not blown. The other thing that kind of shook me a long time ago, my wife told me that, like, I thought you guys rotated bras like you rotate underwear.
No.
You don't.
You can wear a bra a couple times.
And it's a big deal. Like, the whole fitting.
Well, washing them is a big deal, too, because it's not like, you can't just dry a bra. You can't put a bra in the dryer.
No. No, I told you that. We had bras hanging all over our house, yeah. Wherever they can. Hanging on the side of doors, hanging off of shower curtains, hanging off of towel racks. Someone says I'm a guy and I'm wearing a button-up and my buttons are on the right. My mind is blown. On pants, men buttons are on the opposite side of women.
Nah. Are they?
What are you wearing today? Jeans?
Jeans. Okay.
Where's your button?
It's on the right-hand side.
So is mine.
Okay. Yeah. Lies.
You're just trying to get us naked.
Yes.
War of the Roses, powered by Beach Mountain Ski Resort.
Do you want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Ada, you sent us a DM saying that you think Reggie is cheating on you again.
I am so pissed.
What's going on? Why do you think he's relapsing?
Okay, well, first of all, well, yeah, he cheated on me before. And I took him back, and we've been doing really good for a little while. But his same pattern came up from the last time that he cheated. So, like, he stopped answering my text messages right away. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't return my calls as soon as he was before. Mm-hmm. Staying at work later, it's all these excuses. He breaks promises.
Well, you know, a lot of people say once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
So let's see.
I'm on my way to a job. I'll be there in like a minute. And I just have a feeling that he's not there.
Wait, so you're on your way to his office?
Yeah.
Okay. That never ends well.
What are you going to do? Confront him?
I'm going to go there. I have a feeling that he's been lying to me about being at work. And I'm just going to check it out.
Okay, well, don't do anything. Like, if you're going to go there and just see if he's there, that's fine. But let us do the heavy lifting here.
Okay.
So he told you he was at his job, but you believe that he's not.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he's not.
Hmm. All right. How close are you? Because before we call him, should we find out if he's there or not?
Oh, if he's actually lying? Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, let's see. We're just waiting. Ada to get close.
Okay, so I'm here. I don't see his car anywhere. I'm here. I'm looking all around the parking lot where he normally parks. I'm driving all around, and I don't see his car anywhere. He's not here.
Okay. All right, let's call and see if we can get him to send flowers to somebody, and maybe I'll try to get it out of him if he's...
Yeah.
Wherever he is.
Okay, yeah, don't say anything until we find out how much information he gives up, okay, Ada?
Okay. I'm putting my car in park and I'm waiting here.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Reggie, please.
This is Reggie. Who is this?
Hi, Reggie. My name's Sophia. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to somebody.
Man, you guys are relentless, though. Just calling and calling and calling. Like, man, but I'm glad that we won.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. You know, we have to move on to the next set of people if we don't get you on the phone. So I figured I'd try the two of you as much as possible before we had to move on. But, Reggie, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I got somebody in mind I could send some to.
Okay. I just need the name of that person.
You need it kind of like right now? Because I'm kind of busy. I'm trying to like get to work.
You're not at work right now?
No, I'm not at work at the moment. I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
So, like, do you need all the information now? I can, like, you call me back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, once
you
I get to work.
Where are you? Are you with Sherry? You said you were at work.
Whoa.
What's going on? What's really going on?
That's Ada. Reggie, this is Manny and Loren.
Reggie knows.
Hello?
Ada.
Hello?
This is War of the Roses, Reggie. You're on the radio. Ada, we were trying to get as much information out of him as possible. He just admitted he's
could've
not at work.
More.
But now we don't know where he was. Where were you, Reggie?
Wait, why is Ada? Ada, why are you on the phone?
I can't believe you did this to me. You've been cheating on me this whole time. I'm at your job right now, and you're not there. You're supposed to be at your job. Where are you? Are you with Sherry?
Reggie, you told Ada you were at work, did you not, just about 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
So where are you coming from?
You might as well just come clean.
Where are you coming from?
She knows something's up, dude.
Look, I'm going to be honest, okay? I'm coming from Sherry, all right? But it's not what you think. It's not what you think at all.
I hate you. We've been through this before. What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Ada, was Sherry who he cheated on you the first time with?
No, but I do know who she is.
Okay, well, why were you there, Reggie?
He said, it doesn't matter because he's such a cheater. It doesn't matter who it is.
She's just going through a lot right now, you know what I'm saying, with her job, and, you know, she got some family problems going on, man. She just wanted to talk to somebody, man, so I went over there before work.
You guys were just talking before work? You didn't meet for coffee at, like, a public place, or, so you just went to her house?
It's 11:23 in the morning. You haven't been to work yet?
No, I ain't been to work yet. I'm on my way to work. I'm going to pull in like 2 minutes.
So for 4 hours or 3 hours, whenever you left the house from Ada, Reggie, you were hanging out with Sherry, talking to her?
I mean, it wasn't a whole 3 hours, man. I went and got breakfast first, and then, you know, then I went over.
I want his job.
Okay,
breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm going into your job right now, and I'm letting everybody know that Reggie is a Peter, I hate you.
Whoa, chill. You're doing too much. You ain't got to do all that, man.
I'm going in right now.
Don't do that.
Ada, I wouldn't do that personally. I wouldn't bring your personal information into his work life, but you do what you got to do. Reggie, there's no flowers, and she knows you're cheating on her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Over.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show. On KISS 95.1.
I'm shocked at you. I'm quite honestly a little disappointed at you.
Why?
I'm a little disappointed with you and at you.
Okay.
Because this is a big deal and we just talked about this. You have to go to your high school reunion.
I know, but... All right, so let me back up and rewind a little bit, okay? So, you guys know I wasn't invited to my 10-year high school reunion, and I was very hurt by that. And I made it a point to find out when and where my 20-year would be, because it's this year.
And it wasn't easy. You had to do a little research. Right. You had to find out who was running it. Mm-hmm.
And it changed hands three times.
Fell on deaf ears, your emails. And so after, you guys, it was like 2 or 3 years of Loren trying to figure out how she can get to her 20th high school reunion. And she finally did.
Right. So, well, I didn't go yet, but I found out all the information. So yesterday I called my best friend from high school, who I still talk to. We don't talk every day, but like best friends do, you just pick back up where you left off. And when I talked to him, I was like, hey, are we going to this reunion?
Oh, your best
or
friend's
what?
A guy.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah.
Surprised.
When I talked to him, I was like, hey, are we going to this high school reunion or what? And he was like, I don't know. I don't really think I want to go. And I was like, Justin, what do you mean you don't want to go?
This is everything to me, Justin.
Well, that's what I was telling him. I was like, Justin, I really want to go. And I don't really want to go by myself. And he's like, yeah, but you'll know people. He's like, I live down here. I see all these people all the time. He's like, honestly, I don't know what's up with our class, but the class of 2002 is real randy on Facebook. And he's like, I just don't want to get into a fight with anybody. Like,
get into a fight?
Not like a fist fight, but like...
Oh, because they're very outspoken?
Yeah, our class is real outspoken. And no, everybody's everywhere, right?
You did beat up Mickey and throw him in a lake at your class trip.
Exactly. So he's like, I don't know. I just don't want to go and like have to listen to somebody else like chirp about, you know, why their view is better than my view and like all these other things. And he's like, half of these people, you know, are still down here doing the same thing they were 20 years ago. He's like, I see it all the time. Why would I want to go? And I was like, I don't know. It's our 20-year high school reunion. We didn't go to our 10. Like, why? Like, let's go to our 20. And he goes, you just have something to prove. And I'm like, you're not wrong. That is one of the reasons I want to go. But I am interested to like what Christina Scudo is doing now, or, you know, like people that I was close with back in high school. So he's just like, I think I'm out. And now I'm like, I don't want to go by myself. So I think I'm out too.
Besides Justin, who else would you post up with while you were there? There's got to be other people or else you wouldn't want to go. Like, Justin can't mean that much to you to not want to go to the high school reunion. Can we get Justin on the phone?
But Justin's my safety blanket.
Text him and see if he'll come on with us and we'll talk him into it.
He's not going to say yes, but I'll text
him. To what, coming on with us or?
All of the above.
Come on, Justin. Just go. It's a big deal for Loren.
Okay, what do you want? Hey.
Hey.
Can you call and jump on?
Yeah. Tell him that your co-host is...
Okay.
You now, tell him why.
Well, he'll figure it out. I'll just put high school reunion.
There's other people at the high school reunion who you want to see. There's other people at the high school reunion that you want to see so that you could say that you're a successful radio host here in Charlotte. You had a successful career as a dancer. I get all that. I'm going because literally there's going to be like 120 people there that I want to see. I have my 30th in June.
But I am interested in like who changed, like what people are doing now. You know, like I mentioned a girl, Christina, that I was pretty close with in school. And like she's running like 4 restaurants. Her family owns like a big resort restaurant in the Keys. Like, you know, it's just like,
migrate to people that you care about. Migrate to people at the reunion that you want to talk to.
And Justin's point is he's like, I don't want to go. I can reach out to those people individually.
Yeah, but it's different, dude. It's different. It's your 20th. You gotta go. We'll see if he hits you back. He's probably still sleeping.
Probably. But yes, I do agree with you.
Who's your third? There had to be you, Justin, and somebody else.
Oh,
in your group.
I mean, it's people I don't really keep in touch with now.
Justin's the only one.
The only one I still keep in touch with, yeah. I mean, I could reach out to somebody on like Facebook, like a girl Shannon I used to hang out with, but like I haven't talked to her in years.
Mm-hmm. It's not a crew like Heather's where it was like one guy and 4 girls that were all friends. Remember that movie, Heather's?
It was the opposite. It was like me and like a bunch of guys. We were all in auto mechanics class together. And then, you know, I have like my theater crew and like that kind of stuff. But like, I guess I could reach out to Pam and see if Pam's going. Pam was like my other safety blanket.
Somebody said with a text, I'm the minority here, but why would you want to go to a high school reunion when everybody in the world has Facebook? Because you want FaceTime with it, and reunions are still cool. You get a big group picture.
You get to dress up. It's like, I mean, in my head, it sounds fun. It does.
Yeah, you could keep up with people on Facebook, but to have face conversation with somebody who maybe you didn't really get along with in high school, then you go and you're like, you know what?
You're not as bad as I remember.
Yeah. Someone said, take Maney.
My God, could you imagine?
I'll go.
I can't take Maney.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying Maney go with her.
Maney would know, like Maney knows so much about my life already. God, you would just be like such a digger.
I got my 30th coming. It's already being planned. And I've already, you know.
And guys, let's not forget, this is in Florida. It's not like I'm just going down the road here. Like, I have to plan a whole trip around this thing.
But you worked so hard for it get there. And now you're good. Now Justin's not going, so you're not going.
I had a whole plan because you and I feel the same way. Like, we don't typically want our significant others to go. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Right.
So I was like, I'll take Cash to the beach for the weekend. My mom can watch him while I'm at the reunion. Bang. And now everything's falling apart.
Piper High School, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have somebody here that went to Piper High School?
Classes after me,
okay.
I think.
Okay. So what? Go with Loren. Piper High School people. Come on.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
The Manny and Loren Morning Show. Loren just broke the news that after all the pushing, all the prying, all the trying to figure out why she wasn't invited to her 10-year high school reunion, she makes contact with the people and she gets invited to the 20-year high school reunion. Now she says she's not going.
Well...
And she's not going because I'm talking. You're not going to say it right.
Okay.
You're going to sugarcoat it. You're not going because your bestie's not going and you feel like you have nobody else to talk to, and the whole idea is to go and break away from bestie and go float around the room and talk to other people.
But I haven't seen those people in forever, and I feel like I want my security blanket to go into that situation. It's a hard situation to go into. I wasn't necessarily the most liked person in high school. Like, I had a rough time in high school.
Someone says Dallas has to go.
Yeah, maybe I could take Dallas.
They say, excuse me, have you seen Dallas? Checkmate, take him. He's nice eye candy.
Yeah, that's true, too. That is true.
Everybody's like, yeah, Loren's here with her dad.
Oh my God.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
It's time for Messing with Mom 5 Lies.
Messing with Mom.
This has legit become one of my favorite segments that we do.
Eve wants to try and mess around with Suzanne, her mom. And we thought since Halloween just happened and everybody went to a Halloween party on Friday and Saturday night to get you five lies with mom, okay?
It's going to be the bait.
Okay.
And if mom gets through all five lies without, you know, busting you, basically, we're going to send her to a nice dinner.
Awesome.
All right. So here we go. Lie number one is...
Eve, you went to a Halloween party this past week.
Okay.
You were dressed as a character from Avatar with a full mask.
Okay.
Lie number three is that you met a guy at the party and you liked him and he was in a Spider-Man costume with a full mask too.
Okay.
So the host of the party wanted to play a fun game where the masked characters had to kiss each other without taking their masks off. Are you good? You got all this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell them what lie number five is.
And lie number five is that after the game was over, you guys took your masks off and you realized that Spider-Man was your brother, Chris.
Oh,
that's why we asked you what your brother's name is when we DM'd you back.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right. How do you think mom's going to react to that?
She's going to freak out.
All right, a little tongue kiss with your brother. It happens. We had masks on, we didn't understand, we didn't know what was going on.
I just imagine like little tongues darting out of like the mouth hole though.
And you have a brother, Lorraine.
Ew! I cannot.
Five lies. You dial mom up and we'll listen, okay?
All right.
Good morning. How you doing, honey?
Hey, mom. Sorry it's so early.
That's okay. What's up?
Well, so, you remember that Halloween party I went to a couple days ago?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
what about it?
So, I went to the party in a full, like, Avatar costume. Do you remember that? With the mask?
Yeah.
So, I met this guy at the party, a Spider-Man, and also a full mask. And the host of the party wanted to play a game where all of the masked characters were kissing each other. It was only for single people. So since I'm single, I raised my hand and played the game.
Okay. I hope at least it was a good kiss.
About that kiss, I don't know how to tell you this, but afterwards, we took off our masks.
Yeah.
And it was Chris, your son, my brother, in the Spider-Man outfit. Mom?
You kissed Chris?
With the tongue, Mom.
I don't even know what to say. Probably you shouldn't tell anybody else. How's Chris?
Yeah.
Like, as a kisser or?
Oh my god, we have to stop. We have to stop, Suzanne.
Mom.
It's Mani and Loren. This is the Mani and Loren Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. You're on Messing with Mom, Five Lies.
We're sorry. There's no... Your daughter did not make out with your son.
We got two pieces of good news. For one, Eve, tell mom that it wasn't true.
It's not true. I didn't even go to the Halloween party.
Okay. Number two, mom, are you okay? Are you listening?
Yes.
The other bit of good news is not only is your daughter not guilty of making out with her brother, your son, you're also getting a nice dinner on the Mani and Loren Morning Show because you made it through all five lies believing her.
So don't kill Eve. It was all just a joke.
I was just trying to get you a nice dinner.
And by the way, Chris is unaware of any of this, I believe.
Right.
He's going to wake up to a phone load of text messages. All right, congratulations. Hold on a second. Eve and Susanna will get you your prize, okay?
All right, thank you.
Messing
with Mom.
Oh,
ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Brittany, welcome to the Meanie and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today. We're great.
Says here you're a first-timer, Brittany.
I am.
Love that. Throw Loren out of the studio so we can try and throw you a W and her an L.
All right, get out, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Brittany, she's putting her headphones down. She's walking out, and she's going to slam the door so we know she's gone. There you go. You ready?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let's have fun. Blake Lively's husband has been tapped for the 2022 People's Choice Icon Award this year. Who is he? Who is Blake Lively's husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
And question number two. This only Murders in the Building actress put it all out there on her new documentary, My Mind and Me, which is now out on Apple TV Plus. What's her name?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Okay. Question three. Olivia Wilde's boyfriend is starring in a new campaign with Gucci. He is?
Harry Styles.
This Shape of You and Bad Habits singer has basically confirmed that fans will be getting a new album from him next year. What's his name?
Ed Sheeran.
Question five. Some of your favorite 90s boy bands are getting back together for a holiday tour. The Boy Band Christmas Tour will feature members from bands like All for One, O-Town, and this boy band with Nick Lachey.
98 Degrees.
There you go. Come on in, Loren. She's laughing at the question five.
Why?
I don't know. It's just funny.
Okay.
All right. She's excited about it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm surprised I got it.
Yeah. All right.
I remembered.
All right, don't say anything else. She's got her headphones on. No clues. Okay. Brittany got four correct. She didn't do bad at all.
All right, go Brittany.
All right, Blake Lively's husband has been tapped for the 2022 People's Choice Icon Award at the People's Choice Awards this year. Who is he?
Ryan Reynolds.
That is correct. 1-1. And this only Murders in the Building actress put it all out there in her new documentary, My Mind and Me, which is now out on Apple TV Plus.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that's the answer we were looking for. Selena Gomez. Unfortunately, Brittany did not have an answer there, so it is 2-1, Ren. Olivia Wilde's boyfriend is starring in a new campaign with Gucci. He is?
Harry Styles.
That is correct. It is 3-2. This Shape of You and Bad Habits singer has basically confirmed that fans will be getting a new album from him next year.
Ed Sheeran. He is going on tour.
She got that one right as well. It's 4-3. Some of your favorite 90s boy bands are getting together for a holiday tour. It's called the Boy Band Christmas. Mm. And it'll feature members from bands like All for One, O-Town, and this boy band with Nick Lachey as the front man.
98 Degrees.
98 Degrees is correct. Brittany got that one right as well. Final score, Loren 5, and Brittany, a good job at 4.
Which one did Brittany ask? The second one.
The second one, okay. Selena.
All right. Brittany, you got to go watch Only Murders in the Building. It's actually really good. And then come back and we'll rematch. But you know what we want to hear today.
Yep. My name's Brittany and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Brittany.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you. I listen to you every morning on my commute.
Woo! Aw,
thank you so much. You're the best.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
All right. We are here sitting at a table full of food, Loren.
We are. It is a game. We want to send somebody to the Young Gravy concert tomorrow night. And to do that, we're going to get two callers on. We're going to play for the callers, Manny. And somebody is going to go to the Young Gravy concert because we are playing Truth or Gravy.
Not just the Young Gravy concert. It's a sold-out show. You get meet and greet. Plus, you're going to get a photo opportunity. Plus, you get to cut the line. Say hello to Dana in Charlotte. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Dana, what contestant do you want, myself or Loren?
Manny.
Okay, she wants me. And Adriana, that leaves you with Loren.
All righty.
So producer Nicole is sitting over there where I normally sit to set up the studio. Loren and I stole the table from the kitchen and brought it in here like we're on a date.
The whole thing. All right, so Adriana, don't worry. I'm pretty much an open book. Manny is too, but I know there's some things that he won't answer.
With you.
I don't know. I'll pretty much answer anything. So on our table here, if you've ever seen Eat, Spill Your Guts, we have disgusting items that we're going to have to eat if we decide not to answer the question. We have a banana with gravy. We have olives with gravy. We have Halloween candy with gravy. And we have Captain, is this Captain Crunch? Yeah. And Captain Crunch with gravy.
Yeah, you can feel our pain. So there's a Lazy Susan. So if we pass on a question, we will spin the Lazy Susan. Whichever food stops in front of the contestant who didn't answer, they will have to eat that, and then the other contestant wins. All right, Nicole, we are ready for question number one. Who's it for?
All right, question number one. Let's go. Let's start with Lauren off the bat.
Oh, come on.
All right. Let's hit him where it hurts. Which one of your children is your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, come on. Which one of my kids is my favorite? I'm going to look like Mom of the Year here.
Take a bite.
No, I'm not. I'm going to answer it because I think parents do actually have favorites. I think it changes a lot. But currently, Cashton is my favorite. All right.
There you go. Adriana, she stayed in it for you.
Okay. Manny?
Yeah. Come on, Manny.
If you had to pick an ex of yours to go back to, who would it be?
Start some trouble at home.
Come on, Manny.
You think I should answer this, Dana?
Yes.
You know I'm married. Yes. Two kids.
She'll forgive you. I'll forgive you.
You'll forgive me.
You ain't got to go home to her.
We're playing Truth or Gravy for Young Gravy tickets, and I don't want to not answer right away. So I will say the question was, which ex would I go back to?
Yes.
My high school sweetheart. Yeah, Christina. Yeah, I really had a connection with her.
Seriously.
I did. I was mad that she didn't invite me to her wedding years ago. All right, there you go, Dana. I put it out there for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's continue with problems at home.
Oh, great.
Lauren, have you ever thought about divorce?
Oh, and be specific.
Adriana, how bad do you want to go to this concert? all right, I will answer this. I have thought about divorce before, and I'm gonna be honest with you, there was a point after Cashton was born, and it never got to that. We never had the discussion, but it did cross my mind. It is really hard to adjust to life with a newborn, and I think neither one of us knew what we were getting into, and it took us a good minute to adjust to not only the newborn, but our newfound roles as parents, and I have thought of divorce in that time frame.
Wow.
Postpartum, it does everything to you.
Yep. Blame it on the hormones.
Okay.
All right.
Truth or Gravy for Dana and Adriana. We got items with gravy put in front of us. If we don't answer these truth or dare questions, then we eat
all right.
items with
like
gravy.
Captain Crunch look good, Manny?
No, it looks gross.
Olives.
Manny, what would you physically change about your partner?
You got this.
Nicole is trying to wreck up happy homes. She is trying to wreck a happy home.
Newly engaged. All sitting over there smiling. What would I change about my
partner? Physically.
Physically change?
Come on, man.
Dana, I'm sorry.
Come
I'm
on.
Not answering
you
that.
You got this. She'll forgive you. It's fine.
She will?
Yes.
You think she'll forgive me? Like, what would
no,
I say?
Won't. No, she won't.
She won't.
No,
eyes, lips. Hair.
You don't know my wife. I love her.
Say she wants long, beautiful hair.
Oh, no, I love her red hair.
You have to tell the truth.
Hey,
you have to tell the truth. You can't just make something
up.
You
know the temper that comes with that.
I
got
it. You guys are funny. Sorry, I'm not answering that. You guys have no idea. That's a trap question, and I'm not answering it.
Come on,
Dana. I'm sorry.
no.
Would you answer it?
Yes.
Yes, I would. Do you want me to answer it? Dallas could use some Invisalign on his bottom teeth. I'm just saying.
That right. makes a point.
Okay, Mamie is really not going to answer the question. He is spinning the wheel right now. It landed on Halloween candy and gravy.
Yum.
Dana, this is my torture.
I knew I should have chose her.
Wait a minute. I tried. I'm just not going to.
I had faith.
Listen, I love you, Dana. I love you listening to the show. I got to go home to my wife. I would not answer it. I know thousands of people listening would never answer what they physically would change on their partner. Are you nuts?
For young gravy.
All right, here you go.
All right. Mamie is about to take a bite of a Reese's Pieces.
No, Reese's Peanut Butter
A
cup.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with gravy on it. If you need to puke, there's a garbage can right here. What does it taste like? Ew! You just spit it out. You actually have to eat it, dude.
I do?
Yeah. It's truth
That's
or gravy.
Disgusting.
All right. Now he's going to try a peanut butter, a Butterfinger.
We don't know what candy these are.
Because I don't eat candy.
You kind of act like you like that one.
This one's better than the other one.
Okay, gravy and Butterfinger.
Hey, you know what, Dana?
Yes.
Screw it. We'll hook you up, too.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
I love you. My faith is restored in you. I love you.
I can't have you mad at me. Listen, I can't have Dana, a listener, or my wife mad at me today.
Dana is such a swing vote. She's like, I'll go with whoever's going to give me the free stuff. But yes, you both are walking away winners. Nobody walks home empty-handed. Yay! On the Mania and Laura Morning Show. You're both going to Young Gravy tomorrow night.
You're skipping the line. You're meeting them. You're going to get a picture, all that great stuff. Hold on a second. I'm going to throw up, and we'll be back, okay?
Perfect. Yay.
Yay. Good, Mamie.
It's the Mamie and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
How's your mouth? Do you get the gravy taste out after you tried a couple things?
Mamie made me try a couple things off the air. It was terrible.
We tried a banana with gravy.
The banana was disgusting. The olives were okay.
The Butterfinger was okay. The Reese's peanut butter cup with gravy was disgusting.
You know what I think it was about the banana is the texture.
Yeah.
Like the texture on top of like the texture of cold gravy. Ugh. It wasn't even hot gravy, y'all.
Yeah. Dana and Adriana are going to Young Gravy tomorrow. Both of them are the big winners. They got tickets to the sold-out show. Plus, they're going to get to meet and hang with Young Gravy. They're going to get a picture with him. And then they cut the line for the show, which is really cool. Thanks to our friends for hooking that up. I got my wife, Amanda, on the phone. Hi, babe.
Good morning.
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 So we played Truth or Gravy, and producer Nicole came up with questions that she knew were going to be questions that we wouldn't answer so that we would have to eat something covered with gravy, right? That's the idea of the game.
Right.
Okay.
So I refuse to answer the question, what I would change physically about you. Did I make the right decision, baby?
What'd you have to eat?
I ate a Reese's peanut butter cup with gravy.
I don't know if it was worth it. I don't think I would care.
You wouldn't have been mad.
Probably something you would change about me.
You say that now, Amanda, but if he would have said it and then, like, if this would have been the opposite way, would you think you would have been mad?
Right. I don't know. It depends on, I guess, what the answer was. If it's something that I also agree could use improvement.
See,
that's what I told you.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's what I told him.
But if it was something that I didn't think needed improvement, then I might be kind of pissed.
Right.
Right.
Like, I love your height. I love your hair. I love your face. I love your butt. I love your legs. I love your boobs. I love everything about you.
I don't know.
Loren said teeth.
I have a whole list of things that I'd like to
do. All right, how would the question, if I had to pick one ex to go back to, who would it be? Who did I pick?
Did you answer the question?
Yeah, he answered that one.
Full name and everything.
Who did you pick? I don't know. Your high school sweetheart?
Yep, that's what he said.
That's right, my high school sweetheart, Christina. I was mad she didn't invite me to her wedding. Let's see. What else is here for Loren? Loren was asked, have you ever thought about divorce? And she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I think everyone can relate to that.
Loren was asked who her favorite child was, and she answered that.
I did.
I also have a favorite child, and so do you, Steven. You don't want to admit it, but you do.
I love Dean to death. I do. But Ruby's my girl. It's different.
Ruby's your favorite?
I always lay with Ruby every night. Okay. Like, I never laid with Dean every night. I lay with Ruby every night. She needs her dad.
And it's phases. Like, I think you have different kids throughout different phases.
That's what I said. I said it changes for me, but currently, Cash is my favorite.
Let's see. How much money is in your secret bank account? That's another question.
Ooh.
That's on the Lorenz side.
Mm.
That's tough.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I might have eaten for that one. I might have eaten.
You'll never say?
I don't want to say I'll never say. I just wouldn't have said today.
Is it over?
I'm not telling you.
10?
I'm not telling you.
Is yours over 10, babe?
No.
Good. Well, she's not really preparing to leave me. All right. Which ex would you go back to, babe? Kyle?
I really don't think any of them. No.
Ricky?
No.
Zach?
No, I mean, there might have been a couple of guys that, like, were really good kissers that I wouldn't mind kissing again, but...
But you wouldn't want them for the whole...
like, marry them.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't marry. It was, like, go back to, like, who would you go back to? Maybe even for, like, a one-night stand or something, but... All right.
Right.
Well, just so you know, I didn't answer that question. Dana, we let her win anyway because I can't have a listener mad. I can't have my wife mad or a listener mad today. Right.
Everyone walked away with something.
All right. I love you. I'm going to vote today. Early voting. Everybody get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Amanda promised me a good kiss if I voted today.
There you go.
All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
Bye, Amanda.
All right. Love you. Bye.
There you go.
Bye, okay. Guys.
There. Yeah, I did the right thing. I'm telling you.
I think you did the right thing, too.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. I love this show. I'm listening to Driving to Work.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on KISS 95.1.
Do you know what we do this week? Actually, this weekend on Saturday. Saturday
we
night, Sunday morning, we do. I thought we voted that out. Like, everybody's talking about the go get out and vote. The elections are important. How about putting this on the
docket?
Please.
You know, nobody likes it. So why do we still do it? And there's other, like, there's like hardly any other countries that follow this.
So I read in 1972, I think, we tried it. For 2 years.
Isn't there like a couple states that don't do it too?
Arizona and maybe Hawaii. But I lived in Arizona and it was cool not to do anything. But in 1972, I think it was, we tried it for 2 years just as a whim and people didn't like it.
Yeah.
But we do change our clocks. There's no more spring forward. But the idea is that Congress wants to make sure that we stay sprung forward. In fact, Marco Rubio from Florida, a senator down there, is a big proponent of it.
Wait, he does want it or he doesn't
want
it?
Yeah, he does.
He wants to keep it?
Class, opponent means you're against it. Proponent means you're for it.
Sorry, I was reading what states aren't part of it. So it's Hawaii and Arizona.
I didn't mean to mansplain you.
Yeah, thank you for mansplaining me.
Yeah, don't flip me off. And I also got the two states correct. I'm on a roll.
Did you say Hawaii?
I did.
And then Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands also don't observe it.
And I think in like Indianapolis might not change the clocks, but the state of Indiana does or something weird like
that.
Yeah,
something weird.
In short, nothing has changed. Daylight savings time will end at 2 a.m. local time on November 6th. People in states that observe it will move their clocks back an hour. The Sunshine Protection Act that Senate passed in March has not made it to the U.S. House for discussion. The U.S. House has not voted on the matter.
It's called the Sunshine Protection Act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's funny. That's a funny name for it.
Yeah.
I would like to protect the sunshine, please.
Yes, the floor recognizes the senator from Florida. I got the tan your ass off bill. Get your tan on, bill.
Uh-huh. We would like you to be able to tan on the beaches later, so we're not going to move our clocks.
They said, though, like there's important things with the bill, like there's less car accidents. because when it gets darker earlier, there's more car accidents. It's darker out. They also said that the sun is better for your health.
That is true. There's a lot of people that suffer from seasonal depression.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of them. But it does. It has a lot to do with like sunshine and daylight hours.
Just curious. Shoot us a text. We'll take a quick text poll here. And I can't imagine anybody would be against not changing the clocks. Like we want to change the clock so that it always stays daylight savings time. It always stays lighter later. 704-570-9595. We'll take a little people poll here. The Main in the Red Morning Show. The Hits, Kiss 95.1. We're taking a quick people poll, Ren, on whether or not people want to keep
daylight savings time.
Yeah, year round. The government was tinkering with the idea of keeping it year round, although it's not at the voting portion yet at the House. Someone says seasonal depression is real. I hate that it gets dark early before I leave work. Now, we're in the studio early in the morning, so it's dark outside, but it doesn't really affect us because we're here.
It's actually better for us for video.
Yeah, we kind of like it. But doesn't it suck to have the kids at the bus stop and take the kids to school in the dark? Does that suck? I'm just curious about that. I think
the problem is that like it's just not enough sunshine hours, right? So like you're taking your kids to school in the dark, you're going to work, and then by the time you get out of work, it's dark again.
Somebody said they read an article that said if we didn't do daylight savings in Charlotte, we'd have 10 to 12 hours of sunlight year-round. I'm cool with that. Someone said, I think it's stupid that we change the clocks. Leave it daylight savings time. We need as much sunlight as we can get. Yes. I don't want to change it, someone says.
Why?
Makes the holidays feel like the holidays. It's so cozy.
Oh, you know what? You just need to close your blinds. It'll feel the same.
I hate changing the clocks every fall and spring. We should outlaw it. Mm-hmm. Bring on the sunshine. Leave it the way it is. Keep daylight savings time, people are saying. Another person says, don't change it. I like my sleep. I like it to get dark early.
I will say, I do go to bed earlier during the winter months.
And by the way, I think there is also something to the whole holiday thing. I kind of like that idea, too.
Close your blinds.
Yeah, but we have our Christmas lights out, and the Christmas lights go on at like 4:45 instead of 7:45
okay,
or 6:45. That's all.
Okay, so then maybe we do daylight savings time from like December 1st to January 1st.
Love that.
Okay.
Did you get 1 month of it?
Yes.
Then we're going back. All right, what's that article that you were reading that you were talking out loud?
Oh my gosh, some woman was in a cab and something happened that she's now being charged for, and I don't think she should be charged for it.
All right, we'll talk about it coming up next.
The Manny and Laurent Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny and Laurent Morning Show. Real quick, before we get out of here, Laurent, I want you to read this article.
Yeah.
And just give us the gist of it, because it's crazy.
Well, this woman was on her way to a routine checkup with her OBGYN because she was pregnant.
Okay.
And she went into labor 5 minutes into her 13-mile trip in a taxi cab. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the taxi driver was like, do you want me to pull over? What do you want me to do? And she was like, no, keep driving, because if you stop, I don't want to have this baby on the side of the road.
Or in your cab.
So if you keep driving, maybe we'll make it to the hospital. Well, unfortunately, she was wrong. And she had the baby like in a moving vehicle.
Holy cow.
So
she had the baby in the cab.
Got to the hospital. Everything's fine. Mom and baby are doing great. But a couple days after she gave birth, she was given a bill, an invoice from the taxi company for more than $100.
For what?
She had a $70 cleaning fee and a $34 cab fee.
Oh, come on.
Is the $34 cab fee for the extra person? You know how they charge you like a dollar a mile for the extra person?
That's ridiculous.
Because that extra person happened mid.
Which city is this? This isn't here, is it?
No, it was in the UK.
Oh. Man, that's awful. They got to make that right.
Yeah,
they can't.
Let the lady, like,
yeah.
I get it. I mean, it is probably a mess, but.
You think?
Probably. Her water broke in there.
Yeah. It's not like she had the baby.
No, she had the baby in the cab.
She had the full baby.
Yes.
That's right. You said that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, now I might be on the cab side. Hold on a second. I mean, fair is fair. They had to pay somebody to clean their cab.
I mean, you couldn't just overlook it and, like, eat the $100.
All right. Interesting story. We're done for the week, you guys. Thanks to everyone who listened this week and participated in the show. Thanks to producer Nicole. Happy birthday to her. She had a great dinner last night, so she had fun. Congratulations to everyone who won tickets to Young Gravy. And we're done. If you missed anything, listen to the replay. And, of course, we have our wrap party.
Yep, you can get it anywhere you get your podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.